This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, let's start the second hour off on a good note. You guys are suspects. We try to get back to you. And as you know, if you've been listening to the station at all in the last couple of days, we're doing the 12 days of Christmas early, thanks to the folks here at ESPN 97.5. Today, we're giving away premium Zumo Meat Company baskets.
Meat.
In a basket. So with that being said, if you want your meat in a basket and win it right here at the station and you can pick it up, we're going to take caller number 17, 713-780-3776. Caller 17, you win a basket full of Zumo's high-quality, great-tasting products like Cajun-style boudin and Dooley sausage and much more. Stay tuned for your chance to win all day, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. right here on ESPN 97.5. And to order your Zumo meat products for the holidays, go to Zumo.com, Z-U-M-M-O.com, and good luck. Caller 17.
Word.
There you have it. Okay. With that being said, hour number two is underway here on The Usual Suspects. Covered some good ground already. Talked about a lot of different things. I don't know if you saw this, Barry, because I know that there's a very tumultuous relationship between you and the powers that be over the Houston Sports Awards NBA at time to time.
Yeah.
So I told you that they had pestered me into voting for the finalists.
Yes.
So they sent a press release out now that the finalists are in. Thought I might get your thoughts on a couple of these.
It's dumb. No, I'm just doing that to upset her.
Coach of the Year. A.J. Hinch.
Oof.
Kelvin Sampson.
First of all.
I know, but wait.
Don't call him a coach.
As they say, but wait, there's more.
Okay.
Okay. A.J. Hinch. Kelvin Sampson. Bill O'Brien. Tina Langley.
Who?
Tina Langley is a coach at Rice University.
What is she coach?
Women's basketball, I believe.
Okay.
I caught every single one of those games. Every one.
Oh, yeah? Big Rice. What was their record last year?
No, they made the NCAA tournament last year.
20 and 43.
Oh, well, let's go Google that and see.
They made the tourney last year.
Do they even play?
Women's basketball made the tourney last year.
Because that's probably not correct either.
Rice University women's.
Are they the Owlettes?
Basketball.
They made the tournament. They had a good year.
Rice women's basketball. This is Tina Langley's fifth season.
See, she was the women's basketball coach.
Last year, they went 23-10.
Boom.
They played 43 games. You, in a weird way, were like,
close.
Yeah, you were dancing around it. The whole, that's strange.
I can't believe I got the win right, though, the win column right.
A nice guess.
You said 23-40, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I literally guessed that. I had no idea.
That's super weird.
Yeah.
They got Agumuke.
Big fan you are.
Yeah, Rice.
Erica Agumuke is the local product going to Rice, related to the two girls in the WNBA that are from the Houston area that played. But I was like, okay, so
it'll still never top the Christy McKinney years.
Bill O'Brien in the discussion for Coach of the Year.
Uh huh.
No. AJ Hinch. Now it's tainted.
Now let's back it up. Back it up. Back it up. Is this for 2019?
Yep.
So
I would have gave it to Sampson last year.
I would think Kelvin Sampson might win it this year.
So yeah. He's up for 2019. Now this is the awards for 2019. He's up for Coach of the Year
from the previous just this last year. Yeah.
Okay. So at 8-5, he's already been nominated.
No, not for this season playing right now. It's for last season. I believe it's for the season completed.
I just asked if it was for this year.
Oh, then yeah.
Well,
then
if you'd
yeah,
asked
Sampson
it clearly, I would
doubt.
Have been able to answer better.
Huh?
If you'd asked it clearly, I would have been able to answer
How
better.
Much clearer can I be then? Is it for this year?
Because people can say, there's a season and a year. There's the 19. There's the 2019.
No, only basketball.
But look, anyway, Sampson, the Coug, just the coach of the Cougs, without a doubt.
No. Well, that's
coach
you just being biased.
No, yeah. I'm not. Objective.
What was the options again? If it's 2018,
AJ Hinch, Tina Langley, Bill O'Brien, Kelvin Sampson. I think Sampson.
Yeah.
I probably would go either Hinch or Sampson.
Okay.
But I mean, Bill O'Brien did go 11-5. That's not awful. And we established that Tina Langley went 23-10. I don't know how that translated to the tournament. I'll be honest with you.
But they made it.
I don't know much about women's basketball or the women's basketball tournament. What did Rice do in the tournament? Do we know?
I think they won their opener, and then they lost in the second round, I think, to A&M at A&M.
Okay.
That's me not looking.
And how far
it up,
did U of H get?
Sampson got up to the Sweet 16 with the Rob Gray team.
Yeah. That was last year's.
No, last year was Corey Davis year. And they still they made a good push, but they didn't get that far.
Okay. Boy, I think it's hard to go against AJ Hinch then.
Okay. Athlete of the year. Deshaun Watson, Justin Verlander, James Harden, Alex Bregman, Simone Biles.
Simone Biles.
That's exactly what I said. That's exactly who I nominated.
Any other answer is ridiculous.
Yep. College athlete of the year. Erica Agumuke, Rice basketball.
Oh.
Okay. Let me just help you out there.
All right.
Nicole Lennon.
Nick knew that.
Rice, I don't know.
Nicole Lennon?
Lennon. I think she plays at Rice for basketball, too. Jalen Hurts,
big fan.
Who's from here but plays at Oklahoma, obviously. And Corey Davis, who we talked about, the U of H basketball player.
So, Corey Davis. Who is this?
The college athlete of the year representing the city of Houston.
Yeah, I would go Corey Davis.
I did as well. Then they do the high school athlete of the year. To me,
no one's going to know that.
I just went easy. Zach Evans, number one running back, number one prospect in the country for college, running back out of North Shore High School. Moment of the year? Do I have to give you nominees or you can just guess?
No, I want nominees because I want to see what else they put.
Casey Fields win her fifth bareback riding title at Rodeo Houston. Okay. Texans beat the Patriots for the first time since January 3rd, 2010.
So this is this year. Well,
that's what this says for this award. James Harden's 61-point game in a win over the Knicks.
And that was this season or last season?
They don't have a date on that.
Well, because if they're going across seasons, now it is quite possible.
I'm not going to tell you how they. Sometimes we always say we want to know the criteria for these awards. Maybe we don't in this case. Maybe we just want to let it lie.
Did they play the Knicks this year already? Harden. Let's see full schedule. Hold on, don't move on here. Denver, no, they haven't played the Knicks yet. So this has to be from last
season. So that's last year, but beating the Patriots this year. And then the last one, which is the one that I actually nominated.
It matters really with Samson. Was it which one?
It does.
Bill O'Brien doesn't have a. Yeah, World Series versus ALCS.
Oh, versus cheating.
They can't get wrong right and right wrong.
So the moment of the year to me was easy. And no, it was not Casey Fields winning her fifth bareback riding.
Of course it was.
It was Altuve's walk-off against the Yankees. This year. That's what I nominated because I didn't see if there were rules or what the stipulation was. Listen, that was the only moment that mattered.
Anytime it involves barebacks and riding, that's the moment of the
year. You're going Casey Field.
That's the moment of the year.
Don't call her Casey Fields.
It's a field?
Casey Field.
Okay.
All right. The good part about this is I think they got it right in terms of the people that they're honoring this year. For the Hall of Fame class, it's Carl Lewis, Mary Lou Retton, Rudy T.
Yes.
I think they got that right.
Do like that.
Yep. So now we just need to get Rudy T in the hall, the big hall.
And
we're good.
I almost had a slip of the tongue and said the important, but this Houston Sports Hall of Fame is important. It is important to the city. Is it important to the state?
Yeah, and Rudy takes it very, he was very honored by it.
And he should be honored.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's your Houston Sports finalists, as that will be a banquet we won't be invited to. But we are prominent in terms of voting and everything.
I'm certainly not getting an invite.
You are not on. Let me just say this: you are not only on the not on the invite list. You are not on the Christmas card list either for one Patty Smith and the Houston Sports Awards.
Well, not just Patty Smith, because whoever was sending out the invite,
Melanie Hauser.
Yeah, I responded. I was like, can you just take me off this mailing list?
Yeah, you're there. You go.
You did that?
Yeah, that solidifies that one all the way around.
Because I kept getting...
You're trying to be on their bad side.
No, because I kept getting like just... If they emailed me once a year, it was like, hey, vote, I would vote. But then I would just, in the middle of the Houston Sports Awards honors, you know, Linda Tucker for her 1978 Rice University women's basketball at a dinner. And it's like, I don't care. Look...
Here's
I don't
thing.
Care about this. I don't need these updates. Can I be removed from the list? She was like, sure. And that was it. And then now I don't get asked to vote. Okay.
Now, Nick, here's what's going to happen. Because he's
right. You know what's crazy? I would say I would sleep at night, but last night was obviously That's what it was. It was the panic of not getting my.
Here's what's going to happen. Okay. Because you're right.
H-S-O-F
there was a ping pong. There was a World Championship Finals of Ping Pong release we got.
Yes.
There were a couple that were out there a little bit.
I did ask to be removed from the emails that included World Ping Pong Finals notifications from the, was it the Sports Authority or the Houston's? I don't know. Whatever it was. I was like, I don't need this. I'm never going to talk about this unless I'm making fun of it. And you don't want to send me these because I will make fun of it.
Now, here's what's going to happen. They also are going to be responsible for bringing the NCAA tournament back, and they're going to ask for a credential list. And when Barry wants his name on that list, Melanie Hauser is going to be like, I'm going to remove you from this list.
Why do you think I would want to go to the NCAA basketball?
I'm just trying to pick of something that you would want to go
no.
to.
Maybe the bareback riding championships.
Look, she's going for a half dozen. I mean, that's a big deal.
That is pretty good.
Mrs. Fields could be getting Field. Miss Field. I said Field.
Field.
Hey, by the way, 2:30 Sigmund Bloom, fantasy football, a lot of you in the playoffs, so we're going to have the expert in fantasy football at 2:30. You know how we do it, calls first, then texts and tweets.
I am relentless.
So at the end of the last segment before 2:30, start calling, line up, and Barry will take you home, get your questions answered by Sigmund. And before we get to that...
Before we get to that, I want to talk to the peeps about the holidays. They're coming up, guys. Are you ready? Let me ask you, are you ready to heat things up as well? Are you, you got a plan? Because if not, I have an option for you. Go with the win-win. Get your significant other something that'll make her feel hot and, you know, well, spice it up a little bit. Heat things up this holiday season. I'm talking about the super warm, world famous, of course, the hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram. Guys, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. If your wife or significant other is anything like my wife, if it's cold, that's it. All she cares about is being warm. That is it. Nothing else matters. Get a hoodie footy. That is the ultimate solution. It's going to keep them warm. It's soft. It's cozy. It's like a footy pajamas, and it's got the hoodie on it as well. So it's going to keep her warm and maybe spice things up for you as well. And look, you don't have to worry about – it's one less gift you have to wrap. Pajamagram is going to wrap it for you. They include free gift packaging. And also, if you hurry up, they're going to get it to you by Christmas. You don't have to worry about that. And lastly, don't forget, these things are 100% guaranteed lifetime guarantee. So you don't have to worry about, you know, something happening or fading or anything like that. And look, if you go sign up right now, use promo code SAVE10. And since they're celebrating 10 years of the hoodie footy, they're going to give you $10 off an adult-sized hoodie. You cannot beat that. I promise you. Do yourself a favor right now. Get your phone out or your laptop. Go to pajamagram.com. And when you order that adult-sized hoodie, put in promo code SAVE10. Save that 10 bucks and get it in time for Christmas. It's pajamagram.com. Save 10. When you check out, tell them Barry sent you.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew...
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just another quick reminder. At the end of this segment, give us a call if you want to get lined up for advice from Sigmund Bloom on your fantasy football playoffs. 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. We take phone calls first. And then, if we have any time left, and just as a heads up, if you know how things go around here, it's like slim pickings to try and get the texts and the tweets in because there's so many calls.
Yes.
But if you need the advice of Sigmund Bloom, line up at the end of this segment on the phone, and we'll get you in as quickly as we can. And again, save the greetings and the salutations. Just get down to it so we can get as many calls as possible.
Do you guys need Sigmund's advice?
I'm sorry, what? You're breaking up. You must be going through a tunnel. I can't hear
Barry,
you right now.
Do you need... Because I could use
what?
Sigmund's
I can't hear you right
advice.
Now. I can't hear you right
damn
now.
Right
because I'm
could,
still
cause
in fantasy.
How you doing, Joel?
Football.
You having a good day?
You guys.
How's this going?
Have lost.
I don't hear
I'm
anything.
Really dreaming of going
I
home.
I like that outfit. That's a nice.
I can't wait
is
to go
is
home.
That a Bucks official starter?
Can't ignore warm-up? Champion. Can't ignore champion.
Yeah, I got bounced him. But you know
why
what?
He's paying attention to me right now.
You know what pissed me off? Is I needed 50 from Zach Ertz and got 30.
He gave
Who
you
would have thought
effort?
I'd have got 30? But I was like, boy, that was so close. I ended up losing to Courtney Bell, 146.66 to 128.10.
You lost to R. Courtney?
Sucks.
Courtney Bell.
You lost to R. Courtney.
Is that Courtney Bell?
You lost to R. Courtney.
Is she in our league?
You lost to our marketing girl. You didn't even know you lost to the
promotions director.
You lost to the promotions director.
Oh, because she took that team over. I was going to say, there was that she wasn't
at the... She took more than that team over.
She whooped your ass.
She whooped your ass.
Now she's got bragging rights and she's down the hall.
Okay. Pump the brakes. First of all, she wasn't at the draft because she wasn't in our league. The only league she was in was Joel's league.
No, she was terrible.
Huh?
She was terrible in the league. Yeah, she was bragging to everybody
so
she was going to win.
What she talked about is any teams that couldn't like do it or people she would take over. So she took over this team. This was already a built-in dynasty. I don't want to hear it.
But, so Courtney beat Barry in fantasy. We'll just go with
that.
So
you stacked losing to an 0-12 team with losing to Courtney Bell in the playoffs.
Yeah,
pretty much.
It kind of went like that. Yeah. Okay. It was not pretty. I'm not proud of my team's performance.
I would have to say that Nicholas
digital field.
If Nicholas wins this thing, Nicholas would reserve the right to be off the hook for his negligence in fantasy football.
Yeah.
And fantasy
no, I think
sports.
I do now. I'm still in it.
Flukes happen. It's like the Golden State Warriors having the best regular season record. If you don't win it at the end,
so I'm
count.
Still going to be dubbed as the bad fantasy
yes,
guy.
No, for sure.
Not happening. Yeah. Not going to let that happen.
Let me tell you what. My lineup, there's no reason I should have lost.
But you did.
No reason. I have Lamar Jackson laid an egg. Laid an absolute egg. I mean, couldn't have gone worse. And who else? Where'd it go? Oh, damn it. I lost my whole team here. Anyways, it was bad. Lamar Jackson laid an egg. I had Deshaun Watson on the bench. Should have flip-flopped them.
Yeah, but you're not going to do that. He's the MVP.
Tyreek Hill laid an egg. Yeah, I'm telling you, this lineup, my wide receivers were Tyreek.
Call your team the chicken coop the way you're laying eggs.
Tyreek Hill and Julio Jones were my receivers. Ertz is my tight end. Fournette and Lindsey were my running backs. There's no reason this team doesn't win a championship.
Oh, there was one reason, because the guy running it decided to play Julio Jones when he was inactive.
That was the previous week. That's when I lost to the 0-12 team. But, I mean.
This sounded like me last year. I was playing inactive players.
It happened one time. One time. Okay? I want
to
hear
it.
It's
great.
Oh, look, I'm in the finals. Yeah. Let me talk a bunch of crap now.
Can't
touch
me.
You lose by 50.
You know what's so funny?
What?
I had more points, and I thought I was going to the championship game. No, it's 2 weeks in one round. I'm like, damn it.
Oh, yeah. Did you get a bye your first week?
No.
So you had to play a team? So
yeah, because that's why it's 2 weeks in one round. So you have to play the very first round. Because it's two. You have to play two. It's the most points with 2 weeks combined.
Oh,
for one round. Yeah.
Really?
I didn't know that until.
So am I still in it then?
For my league, it's like
no,
that.
No, you have to be in the winner's bracket for it to
I
be
am
a
in the winner's
game.
Bracket.
You
yeah.
sure?
Yeah, I made the playoffs. I was the number two seed.
Then look at the league rules. If
yeah,
it says 2 weeks,
you might
it says
still be in it.
2 weeks in each round, then you're in it. That means you still have a chance to score.
Oh, now I got to decide.
But
really
I've never played
signal.
In a league like that.
You have
that,
to go
though.
To schedule and see if you're still in it.
The league okay. info. League info is what you do. Go to league info.
Okay, because now I'm really going to have to figure out Watson or Lamar Jackson, who's questionable. And boy,
that's
I hope
tonight.
I'm still in it. Is it? Damn, we got to get sick on the phone.
If there's a star by your team name, then yeah.
Jackson plays tonight, if he plays.
Okay, I got to figure this out at the break.
I would love to see, because he's going to play. He said he's going to play. He said he feels 100%.
Lamar?
Yeah. So I think you should play him, because I think what they're going to do playing the Jets is they'll play him for about a quarter. I'd love to see that happen.
I hate you.
Hey, I'm just giving you the heads up now. I could have done it tomorrow.
I'm glad you said something
about
it. Yeah, because
you probably would have, yeah.
Yeah, I could have done it tomorrow. I did it now.
Because
but I honestly didn't know either, Barry.
I'm the guy that once I lose, I'm like, I'm not adjust. Because then you're like, oh, set your lineup. No, bitch, I'm not setting my lineup. I'm not in it anymore.
Yeah.
Why would I set my lineup for the loser's bracket? Only losers do that. Joel, did you set your lineup?
I did. I did. I ain't gonna lie. I've done it too. But.
Do you?
Yeah.
Nah.
I mean, fantasy is still fun to me, though.
Yeah, well, it's fun.
Even when you don't play every week?
I got to go to the league.
Leave your team the same?
Man. Well, last year, there was an exception. There was a lot
Who
of
Who was your favorite starting pitcher?
And
who's the relief pitcher you never got?
Oh, baseball fantasy. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That,
yeah
I warned you about
that
one.
Not good
all right,
at that
besides
at all.
Fantasy, we're going to get to Sigmund, too. And again, one last quick reminder, if you want to get advice from Sigmund Bloom for your fantasy football playoffs, call at the end of this segment. Get on the phone list so that you're in.
It is week 14 and week 15, round one.
You're welcome
Look
to both
at that.
Of us.
Yeah.
So you can
well,
you can
that
save
wasn't
face
you. It was all Nick.
I just told you your quarterback plays tonight.
Well, that, yeah.
Can't leave him out. You got to give him some credit.
See,
too.
Look, it says why you always lying.
Don't Courtney... be petty with me.
Oh, okay, look, it says why you always lying. Courtney Bell and Josh Bird. So remember, there's one team in every league where she has to be a co-manager just in case she needs to adjust the league settings. That's this one.
Okay,
that's what I'm going with.
Yeah, you're gonna try it
until I lose. Isn't it? Oh, boy. Glad we got this figured out.
Yeah, me too.
Because, oh, look. And then the finals is 2 weeks. Week 16 and week 17.
Look, how about that?
This excitement level went from here to like way up here.
I'm still in it,
in
bitches.
10 seconds.
I'm still in it.
Took it in the shorts to an 0-12 team and you thought you lost and you were done too. And now there's hope alive.
You can't rain on my parade, loser's bracket. You can't rain on my parade.
I can't tell you how much I was pissed too.
I bet. I'd be so mad. And the fact that all the listeners are like, you're a loser. You're like, no, nah, bro.
Clarence can't because I beat him.
Oh, good. Yeah, so he that's can't. All that matters.
Said, watch me lose and he wins.
My Super Bowl.
Watch Barry advance. I should have never told you nothing.
That would be the best. That would
my
be the
Super worst. Bowl was week two. God, I beat Clarence. I was like, it's done. I'm done.
Yeah.
That's funny. So that's fine. All right. So Sigmund Bloom coming up next. You guys got to stay tuned for that. So make sure if you've got fantasy football questions, start calling right now so that you can get on the list and get your questions answered so he can help you out and hopefully help you win a championship. Before we get to the break, I want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. I've been speaking for Fitz Roofing for quite a while. And believe me when I tell you, if you have anything that needs to be done on your roof, whether you need a leak fix or you want a whole new roof on your house, there's only one place to go. It's Fitz Roofing because they're locally owned and operated and they care about you, the customer. You know, I don't speak for any company unless I believe in them. I believe in these people because I know what they do. And what they also do is they keep you away from storm chasers, deposit thieves, people trying to get your money and do crappy work. This is not how they work at Fitz Roofing. They make sure they take care of you. First, they use the best product in the business, CertainTeed shingles. So much so, they're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the companies in the entire United States meet the criteria to get that status. They got it. You need it. You go to Fitz. Their base warranties, longer and better than the average roofer around town. They're going to take care of you throughout the sale. So check them out, fitzroofing.com. But better yet, call them, 832-521-3001. 832-521-3001. Why do I tell you to call? Because you get a free no-obligation inspection. They come to your house. They tell you what they can do. They go away. You want them to come back. You reach back out and get in contact with them. They come back. They do great work using great products, and they have all the guarantees to prove it. I'm telling you, I would believe in Fitz Roofing. You should, too. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Here comes the second half of The Usual Suspect show on ESPN 97.5. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Thursday in the big city.
Hey, so we discovered something before we get to this segment.
We sure did.
You want to hip the peeps to what we found out?
So we got a text.
How smooth we are.
During the break, and it says, Casey Fields is a dude. When is the last rodeo you went to with a female that participated in anything other than barrel races?
Our bad.
Our bad, Casey. You are a bareback champion, and it's our mistake that we assumed that Casey Field. Okay, well, wait a minute now. We were very clear in that it's Casey Field, and Texter, who corrected us, put Casey Fields.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, so maybe you don't know rodeo as well as you think either.
Well.
Sir or ma'am. But it's our bad. We gender shamed Casey Fields.
Boy, we messed that all up.
That's not so good.
No, it's not good.
Now watch. He'll win the Houston Sports Award. I know he won't. Altuve's right. Winning that thing hands down.
Hey, if you want to get on the phone for Sigmund Bloom right now, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. We still have some lines open. As Joel said earlier, we're going to go phone calls first. And then your texts, and then your tweets. So get those lined up. And speaking of the man, the myth, the legend, joining us now, Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com. Sigmund, what's up, man?
Just trying to sort through all the carnage. And
piece together lineups that are full of players at least we expect to play, and hopefully in some good matchups, some players with some momentum. But I think everybody is playing lineups this week that aren't like the lineups that got them to the playoffs.
Oh, definitely not. I was just lamenting that fact because I thought I lost, but turns out it's a 2-week first round for us. But what do you do? Like my quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson. And I know Jackson is questionable, and I obviously started him last week, and that backfired because Watson had the better game. But for folks playing tonight that do have Lamar Jackson as their quarterback, is he a start?
He is. Okay. I do think that you're looking at him as somebody that will sit when this game is out of question. But at the same time, he'll probably account for 2, 3, 4 touchdowns to get it there. I do think Deshaun Watson is someone you play over him just because, as we saw last week, even in a terrible performance, he's going to put the whole offense on his shoulders, and he's got to keep up with Tennessee. Patrick Mahomes, even with his banged-up hand, is a quarterback you might consider. Even Ryan Tannehill, just because he's actually been the only quarterback scoring around the same level as Lamar Jackson. But I do think you stick with Lamar Jackson for the most part, and you don't do anything too crazy when you set your lineup.
Now, I'm being selfish here, but you did say Watson over Jackson. You would start with Deshaun Watson over Jack. Okay. All right, cool. All right, let's get to the phone lines. Let's start firing through these. Derek is first. Derek, you're up with Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com. What is your question for Sigmund?
Should I go Garoppolo or Watson?
Zig, you there?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah. He said Garoppolo or Watson.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Watson, I would have my number one quarterback this week. And I think that if he can have the kind of stat line he had last week in a day when everything went wrong, he's my quarterback over everybody else this week.
Very good. All right. Up next, Eric. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, I need to pick one of these. I need Amari Cooper, Devontae Parker, or Allen Robinson. And which quarterback, Carson Wentz or Dak Prescott?
Sigmund, are you not hearing the callers?
Yeah, I'm not hearing the calls.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, well, I'll have to relay it.
Let's try one more time.
Okay.
Let's try it with Steven.
All right, let's try it with Steven. Steven, you're up. Go ahead, Steven.
Yes, I got Lamar Jackson or Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
People still go with Lamar Jackson, although Garoppolo has a good matchup, and I do expect him to have some success. I think Lamar Jackson is not a force you go against right now.
All right, very good. Back to the phone lines. And by the way, if you didn't get your question answered, who was it earlier? Was it Eric? Yeah, Eric, if you want to call back, we'll get you back on and get your question answered since we had a technical issue. Derek is up next, though. Derek, you're on with Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com.
I need to know if I need Tyler Higbee or Jacob Hollister as my tight end.
I'll stick with Higbee here. He's red hot. Dallas' defense is playing terribly. And Seattle, if they can help it, will only pass the ball 20 times.
All right, 713-780-3776. You can call that number. We'll get you right away in with Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com, or you can text that number. And when all the calls are clear, we will get you on there. Are we at Brian now? All right, Brian, you're up next. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I got a wide receiver and a tight end. The wide receiver is Beasley, Pascal, McLaurin, pick two. Tight end is Mark Andrews or like a Goddard?
I think Andrews is playing tonight, and I'm going to leave him in as Lamar Jackson's favorite over Goddard. For the wide receivers, definitely Cole Beasley. I expect him to continue his momentum. And then I'm going with McLaurin. It looks like T.Y. Hilton's going to try to play Monday night, and we may not know Sunday whether he's playing on Monday. So that's enough for me to put McLaurin in against Philadelphia.
Quick question for you, Sigmund. Last couple weeks, Julio Jones has kind of burned me. Is he a guy you trust, or if you have a better option, go with it?
He is, in part because Calvin Ridley's out, so I think you're going to see a lot of targets for him against San Francisco, and in part because I don't expect to see Richard Sherman. So that upgrades his matchup. I would leave Jones in.
And Damian Williams of the Chiefs, is he off the radar completely?
Kansas City Chiefs backfield is like the lump of coal in our stocking. No, we don't even want to venture in there. I think all four backs are going to be active this week.
Oh, wow. There you go. All right, AG is up next. AG, go ahead.
Yes, Philip Lindsay or Le'Veon Bell and Darren Waller or Hunter Henry.
I'll go with Waller over Henry just because Henry's been kind of quiet and Waller has been one of the main things going. And Jacksonville playing give-up football right now. I'll still stick with Le'Veon Bell tonight over Lindsay. He did get a touchdown last week, but he hasn't been that big a part of the offense. And against Kansas City, Drew Lock might need to pass a lot to keep up with Mahomes.
All right, we got Eric back. Sorry about the mix-up, Eric. Go ahead.
No worries. Can I need one, Amari Cooper, Devontae Parker, or Allen Robinson, and which quarterback do I start, Carson Wentz or Dak Prescott? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah. I'll stick with Dak. Wentz has a good matchup. He doesn't have any wide receivers, though. I don't know if Devontae Parker is going to play. He's still on concussion protocol. I'm going to go with Allen Robinson. I'm actually going to trust Mitchell Trubisky. Amari Cooper is probably going to face a lot of Jalen Ramsey in this game. So I'll stick with Allen Robinson. Green Bay's defense also been a little suspect lately.
There you go. Mike, you are up next with Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com. Go ahead, Mike.
I got a receiver, Schuster, Gallup, or Brown.
Gallup here. And it looks like Juju had to leave practice today, so I don't even know if he's going to play. I certainly wouldn't trust him even if he does play with that in mind. John Brown could get behind the Steelers defense, or if it's Marquise Brown even, he could get behind the Jets defense, but that's also a bit riskier than Michael Gallup, who's been a steady target for Dak.
All right, very good. JT, you are up next. Go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, do you trust OBJ over DK Metcalf this week and Njoku over Higbee?
Yeah, I would stick with Higbee just because Njoku's being eased back in. I know it's the Arizona matchup, but Higbee's been the best tight end in fantasy football the last 2 weeks. Beckham versus Metcalf. I think that I am going to go with DK Metcalf over Beckham just because now we know he's playing with a hernia. Probably going to see a lot of Patrick Peterson in this game. And I would expect Cleveland to lean on their running game, Chubb and Hunt, out in Arizona.
All right, Mike, you are up next. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, I have Mahomes or Tannehill, but I have Hill and Kelsey.
Ooh, so that's interesting. And one of the things I should say here is knowing your opponent and knowing whether you're an underdog or a favorite, but as long as you're not a big underdog. If you're an underdog, I would go with Mahomes and shoot for the moon. But if you're a favorite, it does make sense kind of to split your ticket here because you're going to get that production from Hill and Kelsey anyway, and Tannehill's been right on. And then that way, if Mahomes has a bad day and therefore Hill and or Kelsey with him, Tannehill might save you.
So you're saying go Tannehill?
Tannehill, unless you're an underdog.
Oh, okay.
And if you're an underdog, then you just need to hope Mahomes goes off against Denver and pulls everybody up with him, and you can overcome some mismatches at other positions.
Sigmund, as long as you've been doing this, you ever think you would pick Ryan Tannehill over Patrick Mahomes in fantasy football?
No, and I think what it means is Adam Gase is King Midas in reverse.
Yeah. All right, Orlando, you are up next on the phone lines. Go ahead, Orlando.
Okay, 2 out of 3 have Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams, and Landry.
I think it is Hill and Adams over Landry, just because, again, I expect Cleveland to not pass that much as long as they can win with the running game in Arizona.
All right. That is it. Sigmund, man, we appreciate it as always. Yeah. Thank you. Sorry about the technical difficulties. Look, it's an important time of year. So, one, I want to, before I let you go, what advice do you have for folks like that last one you talked about with the split lineup and so forth? Anything else, any nuggets like that you want to throw out to the peeps?
No, I mean, I think just trust yourself. Don't overthink it. Don't use your intellect against you to think of reasons where you might be wrong. I get back to the essence of fantasy football. Like, you're a coach or a GM. You know, it's the playoffs. You're putting your franchise, your team in the hands of who? Who do you trust? And even I like the what can you live with rule. You know, I can live with losing because I played Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson, but I can't live with losing because I didn't play them, because I think that taps into your intuition. All of your knowledge and experience and that feeling, that gut feeling, can guide you the right way.
Well, I feel bad. Can I sneak one more text in? Because we didn't do any texts. So let's just get one from the text line at least. Is it Josh Allen or Tom Brady?
Oh, man. I guess Josh Allen. They both – I don't like Allen's matchup against the Steelers, but the Patriots have one of the worst offenses in the league, and they gave the Bengals a lot of extra motivation this week. So I'm going with Josh Allen.
We appreciate it, Sigmund. How can the people get in touch with you?
Yeah, at Sigmund Bloom on Twitter. I answer questions up until game time on Sundays in the Shark Pool, the message board at footballguys.com, and we also have our app, the Lineup Dominator, that is like us looking over your shoulder and giving you our thoughts on your lineup before you submit it.
Get on that. We appreciate it, man. Thank you.
All your pleasure.
Sigmund Bloom, best in the business. As Barry said, follow him on Twitter if you missed any of that and you need some help, because he is outstanding. We're going to continue with the show in just mere minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's much more The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
good to go.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, and we proudly hydrate with C-Force water.
I want you to stop talking and start drinking.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects. Appreciate Sigmund Bloom, as always, joining us, carving out a little time so that he can help you peeps win your league, including one Nick Sciarra in the championship round. By the way, sidebar, since you guys were talking about it, I thought, I'll check it. Yeah, I'm still alive, too.
Look at you. So, can't he? Can't he?
This is going to go all wrong. I should have just shut up.
Oh, man.
Now, Barry and I both lose. Win.
Oh, my God.
And you lose.
I'm not showing up to work.
That's basically what that would be a wise move, Nicholson. Let me just tell you
And
that.
The worst thing about it is vacation doesn't start next week.
Nixon.
No, it's the week after.
Yeah, you just
Dang.
Have to take a sick day.
Now, if I win, then it doesn't matter if then, I lose next week.
Yeah. Then you should come in early.
A couple people were asking on Twitter about follow-ups like PJ Alfred. And sorry, we didn't get to any Twitter. Phone calls always take precedence. So we didn't get to your question, PJ. I apologize. Now, there were a couple texts as I was going through them because I actually do go through all of them. But somebody, and I can answer these because Sigmund addressed them. But somebody said, does Sigmund think Lamar Jackson will play the whole game? He actually does not. He thinks that they'll have a big enough lead versus the Jets that he might sit late in the game, but that he will be responsible for a lot of those points. So he was still a play.
Okay.
And then the other question that somebody said was Watson or Jackson. That was specifically my question as well. And he has Deshaun Watson as the as his number one quarterback going into this week. So if you have Deshaun Watson and you're trying to decide Watson or another QB, just know you should go with Watson, according to Sigmund Bloom.
He's going to get his stats anyway,
yeah.
As he said.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
There you have that. So a little bit fantasy football. Not everybody in the playoffs, but at least you have some fun and you can learn something. Hopefully,
I am. I'm in the playoffs.
I'm in the playoffs. Raise your hand if you're in the playoffs.
Me too.
No, you're in the consolation bracket. I'm sorry,
it's
the losers
playoffs.
Bracket. It's
you just
the
said
losers.
Playoffs.
No, you're not in the playoffs. You're in the losers bracket.
Boy,
it's a big difference.
Bam.
Yeah.
I hope both of you crap the bed.
I really thought I already had.
So. I know.
I had already accepted that fate. This is new life. I'm like fantasy football Jesus. I'm 3 days. I'm back, baby. This is great. Kidding me? I'm back.
Then Courtney came in and said, you didn't even know my name?
And it wasn't that I didn't know her name. I was like, how
Nick,
is she on this
I
team?
I don't know.
No, it was how is she managing this team? She's not in my league. I was stunned. Why is she on this? And then I realized what it was.
Yep.
Nice try, though. You watching Jets Ravens tonight?
I mean,
I know I am.
There's nothing else to watch.
I'm still in the fantasy football championship.
I don't think there's anything else to watch.
It's going to be ugly.
Yeah, there's not a lot going on tonight. I'm sure that there's a massively enthralling doubleheader on TNT. But
I haven't done my spreadsheet for the week, but I'll tell you right now, I don't even know if I would give up 16.5.
That's a lot of points.
It is a lot of points in the NFL.
Especially if you don't know if Jackson's going to play the whole game.
But damn, New York is bad.
They can be. Now, you laugh at me for saying this, but Adams playing or not playing means a whole lot because the Jets defense can play all right.
Yeah, the Jets defense isn't terrible. So I'm just using last week's numbers, and it says it's going to be about 28-17.
Okay.
So if you add, what did I tell you, 16.5 to that?
Mm-hmm.
That's not even close. It's like 33, 34 points.
Yeah, I just...
But that means that you think you almost have to consider, do the Ravens score more than 34 points if they're going to hold the Jets
well, they
to
don't
about
with
their
RG3,
season average of about 17?
They don't with RG3, but they certainly do with Lamar Jackson.
But they're putting up 40, they put 41 against the Texans. They could certainly do that against the... And the Patriots. They could certainly do that against the Jets.
Is Le'Veon Bell bowling or is he playing?
Yeah,
I mean, that's
too.
Another question.
Yeah, that too.
So we'll see. That's the Thursday night football game. I'm going to peep it real quick. I hadn't looked to see NBA tonight. Is Sixers Celtics followed by Blazers Nuggets. Not bad.
Mm.
You ain't staying up watching either one of those.
No. I'm going to watch the football game and then I'm going Mimi's because I am sleepy. After last night's fiasco, definitely getting some sleep tonight.
You know, the Yankees gave Brett Gardner $12.5 million for one more year.
When I saw that, did you think the same thing? Way overpaid.
No question.
Way overpaid.
And he has an option for the following year.
For $20 million.
Yeah. What is
it
that?
His option or is it a team option?
I'm going to have to look that up.
Okay. Because that's a big difference. If that's his option, I'd go ahead and just exit. I'd be like, yeah, don't worry about it.
No,
I'm going to
exercise
that.
Yankees have a $10 million option for the following year with a $2.5 million buyout. So if they don't pick it up,
so it wasn't 20?
He gets $2.5 million to walk away.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for being a long-standing part of our team.
For some reason, I saw 20, but maybe it was just because it was 12 and 10 was 22 over the if they exercise
yes.
it. Boy, look at you. Anytime basketball is on our TV, he is enthralled by it.
You know why?
Why?
Because they went back to Charles and the pinstripe uniforms the year that they lost to the Jazz.
Oh. Speaking of that, were you watching the other night when Joel Embiid was playing and Shaq and Charles went after him?
They couldn't stop busting him.
They were like, what I thought was kind of funny was on the broadcast, they were saying, look, Shaq said it and Chuck backed him up. But Shaq was like, look, we're not being haters when we come on here and tell you you don't have what it takes to win a championship. Because we've been there. And so, you know, Chuck and I, mind you, Kenny's sitting there.
Yeah.
But he goes, Chuck and I have been there. And in my mind, I'm thinking, actually, Chuck doesn't have a ring. Kenny does. But okay. I understand the point you're making.
Yeah, but they're both big men. They can speak from that aspect.
Yeah, but he was just talking about being great and winning championships. And Kenny, if you're pulling out championships on that table.
There's also a fine line between being great and winning a title. Guys can get caught. But I'm saying, can be the 15th guy on the bench. Zon Tabak has a ring.
Let me finish. So Shaq is talking about how, you know, we're not being haters, but when you go out and score 28, I can look at the effort you made to score that 28 and tell you that's not effort that's going to win you a championship. You need to be better. And, you know, Chuck backs him up. He's like, yeah, absolutely. Like, that was not good. You got to be better. And I'm watching Kenny, and Kenny's just like, okay. He's biding his time. All of a sudden he goes, okay, look. He said, you know, I'm not Charles, I'm not Shaq, but I too have won a ring. And he was like, and I would agree with them having won my championship. Like, he was very adamant about, don't try to big league me on the table, guys. I've been there too. He goes, now, I wasn't a superstar like these guys, but I know what it takes to get to that level and to get to that point, and that wasn't it.
He was all world in college and in high school. And he was a first-round pick, Kenny Smith.
Yeah, with North Carolina, right?
Yes, yeah. Correct.
And Kenny was not Queens, having New York. Kenny was not having any part of being second fiddle on that table.
Here's
even though
what
he
I liked about
is.
The whole process, right?
If you had to pick, who do you think does the best job of the three on there?
Kenny.
Charles.
I would say Kenny 100%.
Charles, because Kenny doesn't have a job without Charles.
I would agree with that. But I would also say from an analysis standpoint, I would say Kenny.
But you didn't say that. You said who does the best job. And I think the combination of comedy and analysis, I think
that's fair.
Charles.
You don't think Shaq is as funny?
God, he's a tough listen.
Okay, he is a tough listen, yeah. But he's funny. He does the pratfalls. He falls, races people to the board, and he trips and falls. Did you see when they were doing the painting and he made the man out of bananas and donuts?
Yeah.
And he goes, that's his feet. It looked like testicles. And everyone was like, bro, that's not feet. He's like, no, that's his feet. And it looked like he drew a man with testicles. But he was dead serious.
But the better one was when Charles was motioning how you eat churros. Oh, yeah. And it looked like something else. And he went, how'd it go again? And Charles kept doing it. And Shaq just fell off the freaking desk. He's like, how'd it go again? And Charles just kept, didn't take the bait.
I think Charles is the funniest. But I think sometimes Charles, when it comes to breaking it down, like analytically and looking at, sometimes he says some pretty off-the-wall stuff. Well, so I think Kenny's better at analyzing and he's not funny. Chuck is funny, but not as good as analyzing. That's why I think Shaq is the best of both.
I would disagree. Okay. I just think Charles is the best combination. But I will say this, too. The other thing is, Shaq was us year one. Shaq gets sensitive on everything. Shaq takes everything to heart.
Oh, yeah. Shaq wants to fight Charles too quick.
That's what I'm saying. He goes in the tank and then gets ticked off every time Charles takes a shot at him.
Do agree on that.
You just got to roll it off, let it roll off your back, keep going.
Ernie Johnson even called him out once. I was like,
for being
dang.
Sensitive?
Well, he Barkley made one little comment. Shaq snapped, and then Ernie Johnson was like, well, that just turned around. He made one comment, Shaq, and you're sitting here. So he was like telling him, dude, like, calm down. It was just one little comment. And this was on the TNT broadcast. Yeah. It was live on the air. So, I mean, that dynamic exists on every show, but it is funny. I think that's a great show.
In regards to what happened last night, what I will say is I appreciate the honesty in both Shaq and Charles, and what I appreciate even more than that was Embiid took it. Because Embiid, even a year ago, would have fought it, and he would have made some snide remarks at those guys, and he would have been, like, above the comment. But because they were saying, look, you're the toughest guy in the league to match up with, and we don't hear the league talking about you. They talk about Luka and Giannis and Anthony Davis and Harden and all those guys. They don't talk about you. That means you're not playing hard enough. You're not playing tough enough. You're a big guy, and you're not taking them on the block where you belong. You're shooting threes, and you're not playing the right way. And Embiid could have taken that and gone, you know what, screw those guys. It's a different, yeah. They don't know. But instead he said, you know what, maybe they're right. And I do think they're right. I need to be more aggressive. This guy had a goose egg in a game playing more than 25 minutes. He's one of the best, most dynamic big men in the sport. You don't go scoreless.
And I thought about this when he had the goose egg in a game, 32 minutes, right?
Yeah.
And go scoreless. Anybody check and see if Cat had a response? Because remember how they were going back and forth talking
Carl
crap
Anthony
about
Towns, yeah.
Yeah, who was better and all that. I wonder if Carl Anthony Towns tweeted anything out, like just eyes emojis
He's too
or
busy
something
in
like
Jordan,
that.
All up in Jordan Sparks' DMs.
Who?
Jordan Sparks, the singer. That's his thing now. He's like being very, like he's tweeting and talking about it, but he's not talking about it. But there's a rumor out there that he got in the DMs of Jordan Sparks and they might be dating. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there you go. How about that? I gave you a little TMZ insight on that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a little bit of
There goes Joel Embiid's notion that...
Yeah, it's a good point.
Carl Anthony Towns may be playing for the other team.
Good point. Very good point, because that came up as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll basically wrap it up for hour number two of the three-hour show. Lots more to get to. Barry, you want to give one more tease to our special guest coming up at 3:30?
Yeah, absolutely. Taylor Williamson is going to join us. You may remember Taylor from, I think it was 2013's America's Got Talent. He was the runner-up for that. Also been on, he was a semifinalist in Last Comic Standing at the Houston Improv this week. So he's going to come in the studio and talk a little bit. I got questions for him. I saw a video where he arm wrestled a legendary wrestler. We'll see how that went.
There you go.
Yeah.
60 minutes on the clock. When we come back, it's Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate,